Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, going to be clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm at a high of about 83. City of Racine and Racine County officials were applauding coordinated efforts on lakefront revitalization and projects there. And then word came that the county had gone to court with a lawsuit against the city over the continued disagreement about joint dispatch services.
You know, we've tried to resolve it the best we can, and unfortunately in this situation, we couldn't. So now we have to go through the legal process to get this remedied. But I can assure you that it's just one issue. You know, the city and county need to work together on all these other issues, and we know that that's going to happen.
That's County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The city stopped its payments at one point because of what officials believed were staffing levels below the listed figure on the contract. Back in April, the two sides had agreed to have a judge decide the issue. Something happened, though, since then to lead the county to press the issue in court. Earlier this year, Racine Public Library officials were looking at a potential rental arrangement for space inside the former Zons building on Monument Square, which was being targeted by a local real estate firm for a mixed-use renovation. It appears, though, the library concept is over, and so is the entire project. The Journal-Times quoting the library board's Sandy Rickoff is saying that they sought to get a grant that would cover operations in the second location. That was denied. That was apparently a major component to renovating the building. Without it, Lee Jaramillo with North Terra Real Estate Group tells the paper they've had to walk away from the project. The infrastructure for the colonnade roof at Racine's Lakefront Festival Hall complex being damaged right now by some problems there. Common Council this week on a 13-2 vote decided to fix it and to change the color to copper in the process to match the main structure. Alderman Jeff Coe said the building is really no different than any other the city has to maintain, just like the last time when they dealt with the roof issue.
People were in disagreement with the color of the roof and the new roof and all that. But it has brought more weddings down there. They've done a lot of significant improvements. 10 years ago, we were losing like $600,000 a year on this festival hall. We're now losing about $200,000 a year, and we're moving forward on it. We're getting a lot more things going on down there.
The vote on the colonnade roof project for over $460,000, which includes redoing the picnic pavilion and concession stand, gives the project to Cudahy Roofing and Supply. Alderman Widener and DeHaan voted against it. Anybody who travels 39th Avenue between 52nd Street and Washington Road on the northwest side of Kenosha can appreciate the new blacktop covering that old bumpy concrete on half the distance there between Washington Road and 45th Street, and may have been wondering, well, when are you going to do the rest of it? The answer is next year. It's all part of a joint effort by Kenosha Public Works and the water utility, but the latter still has some underground work to be done on the south portion from 45th to 52nd, so this year's plans are going to be shifted to late spring or early summer 2016. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, times of clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm at a high of 83. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.